Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Thursday, January 14th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. There's a first for everything. Well, in this case, a second. President Trump has made history yet again for his role in instigating last Wednesday's bloody pro-Trump riot at the U.S. Capitol. The House of Representatives voted to impeach this president for the second time in roughly a year. Trump is now the only president in American history to get impeached twice. But for all the drama of the day, the Trump White House remained mostly quiet, drained of energy and much of its personnel. The president drifted in and out of the Oval Office, monitored the impeachment process on TV, and somehow found time to award a medal to country singer Toby Keith. By the time the sun fell on Washington, the president had yet to make a public appearance. He could not rage tweet about the latest impeachment or the Republicans on Capitol Hill who had gone along with it, because Twitter had already taken his account away. And his staff was just a fraction of what it was just over a week ago. There was a series of high-profile resignations and a steep plummet in morale since the deadly riot. On Wednesday night, Trump and the White House was reduced to posting a generic Twitter video as a cursory effort to defend themselves. After all that the former New York City mayor did to go to bat for the president, no matter how crazy it was, the commander-in-chief has reportedly told aides not to pay Giuliani at all for his legal work attempting to overturn Trump's loss in the November presidential election. Since November, Giuliani has traveled the country to testify before swing state lawmakers and promote the president's unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud. According to the Washington Post, Trump told aides he wants to personally review any reimbursement requests from Giuliani. He reportedly demanded $20,000 per day at one point, which is said to have angered Trump. Two men who were arrested for allegedly bringing an AR-15 and a samurai sword to the Philadelphia Vote Count Center in November faced a motion to have their bail revoked after prosecutors accused them of participating in last week's Capitol riot. Antonio LaMotta and Joshua Macias were first arrested in November after they allegedly drove from Virginia to Philadelphia in a Hummer covered with a QAnon decal. The men were vocal proponents of conspiracy theories that falsely claim President-elect Biden cheated to win the election. They left jail last month after each posted tens of thousands of dollars in bail. But prosecutors filed to revoke LaMotta's bail on Tuesday, alleging that not only did the pair travel to the deadly D.C. riot, but that Macias even gave a speech as rioters stormed the building. The lawyer for Macias said his client's speech was not incitement. This dude is out of control. Prosecutors want to increase the restrictions on Kyle Rittenhouse's bond agreement after he visited a bar in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, to drink and take photos with the Proud Boys. Rittenhouse is charged with first-degree intentional homicide over the deaths of two protesters and the injury of a third during the summer 2020 Black Lives Matter demonstrations. His lawyers argue he shot in self-defense. Wisconsin law allows those underage to drink in the presence of a parent. An 18-year-old Rittenhouse arrived at Pudgy's Pub on January 5th with his mom. According to prosecutors, he was, quote, loudly serenaded by the Proud Boys with the song from Aladdin and posed for photos while flashing a white power sign, making an okay with one hand. Prosecutors filed a motion Wednesday to amend his bond to prohibit him from drinking alcohol, visiting establishments where alcohol is served, and socializing with known militia or white supremacist groups. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi proposed late Wednesday to find members of Congress who skirt the Capitol's newly installed metal detectors. Pelosi wants $5,000 for the first time they refuse the security measure, which would double for the second incursion. The suggested rule change, which will be voted on when the House reconvenes next week, comes after multiple Republicans in the House refuse to comply with bag searches or walk through the magnetometers. Firearms are banned from the chambers of Congress, but members have recently expressed concerns for their safety. Capitol Police installed the detectors in the wake of the insurrection a week ago. Actor Ray Fisher said late Wednesday that his character's removal from the cast of The Flash was unsurprising to him in light of his claims against Warner Brothers. In a Twitter thread, Fisher said he was less concerned with Cyborg's absence from the series than he was with, quote, bringing awareness to what he described as DC Films president Walter Hamada's cover-up of on-set misconduct claims. Fisher, who has been at odds with Warner Brothers since he accused director Joss Whedon of abusive behavior toward cast members, said he had, quote, made it clear last month that he would not, quote, participate in any production associated with Hamada, who he claimed had engaged in, quote, purposeful attempt to undermine the investigation into Fisher's misconduct claims. Warner Brothers has previously denied Fisher's allegations against Hamada and claimed the star never actually indicated any, quote, actionable conduct. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.